Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to help you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and we'd love to have you reach out and reach into the studio right now at 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or some issue you're dealing with and you'd like to discuss it, well, now is the time to call. In the U.S. and Canada, that's 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Happy Monday to you.
And to you.
Starting a brand new week and excited about all the broadcasts that we're going to do this week and just the opportunity to talk about Jesus,
indeed,
to talk about the good news, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. So much bad news going on in the world. I mean, Gina and I, we talk all the time, and she's like, I just don't even like to look at the news because it's just so depressing. And yes, we need good news. Yes, we need to hear that God loves us. You know, that's the big question that everybody has. Does God really love me?
Yeah.
Does God really care for me? Is he really interested in me? We hear a lot of people, Bob, tell us that, you know, they'll make the statement, oh, I just love the Lord. But underneath that, they're wondering, does he love me?
Right. Yeah.
And that's the real question. That is the real issue. And for me, it took a long time before the love of God broke through to my soul. Every time I did something wrong, I felt like God was looking down at me in disappointment or disgust. Maybe he had turned his back on me. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to figure out a way to get him to turn back around and at least look at me. I felt like I'd been abandoned or something. But that's not the love of God. And when I finally came to the point and realized that Christ had taken away all my sins, that he had forgiven every single one of them, it was at that moment the love of God broke through to my soul. The guilt that was on my shoulders was lifted. That dirty feeling inside was cleansed. And the love of God touched my heart in a way where it connected. And it's been there ever since. Wake up every day realizing, hey, God loves me. And absolutely nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. And that is true of every single believer. And it's true of every single person out there in the world. God so loved the world. So God has demonstrated that love for every single human being that's ever lived through the cross of Jesus Christ. Here's how John writes it or wrote it years and years ago in chapter 4 of his verse letter. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. So if we have love in our hearts for other people, it's because we've been born again.
Yes.
If we have the love of God in our hearts for other people, it's because we've been born again and we know God. We know him personally. We know him intimately. We have this personal relationship with God the Father, and we know that he is love. Now, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. So what in the world is the problem of the world? Oh, the problem of the world is the fact that it does not know God.
Right.
It has looked and said, I know God exists, but I am going to turn and look elsewhere for the meaning of life, for purpose, for pleasure, for power, for prestige, whatever it might be. They've turned their backs on God, and they're looking elsewhere. So they don't know God. That's the problem. Now, if they did, they would know that God is love. And who would want to turn away from a God who is love? Now, in this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world. So how do we know that God loves us? The very fact that he sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. What was our problem? We were dead spiritually. We had an emptiness inside, and we needed life. And God sent Jesus into the world so that we might have life.
Yeah.
Now, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, to be the mercy seat, the place where our sins would be forgiven and taken away once and for all, so that we could have everlasting life in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So if you want to know that God loves you, if you really want to come to that point and have that genuine sense and that genuine happiness of soul that God's love is always there for you, look at the cross of Jesus Christ. There is where the love of God was demonstrated in its fullness for you.
And that's the message from Basic Gospel, everybody, a message you hear every day, and we're glad to bring it to you each day on these airwaves and online. And we would love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742. If there's some troubling issue in your life, some Bible question you can't, Bible passage you just can't quite understand, well, you can give us a call right now. And if it's roughly 5 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and you can reach into the studio and speak directly with us right now. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. It's open right now, 844-322-2742. You know, the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is at work in the hearts and spirits of everyone who has come to him by grace through faith. But in many of us, that power of truth is not really fully realized. That's why our new series, It Is Finished, was made. At Basic Gospel, we want everyone to hear, believe, and live in this finished work of Jesus Christ. That understanding is vital in helping us live free of fear and guilt and shame concerning sin. So we have produced it. Bob Christopher has produced it. It's called It Is Finished. And we want to say thank you to everyone who supports Basic Gospel this month by sending you a copy. Just click donate when you visit basicgospel.net and request your copy of It Is Finished. It really, truly is.
Yes, it is. And boy, this is a resource that will absolutely change your life. Understanding the forgiveness of sins, the finished work of Jesus Christ. Like I said at the beginning, that's when the love of God broke through to my soul.
Yes.
That's how powerful this message is. And we want you to be connected to the love of Jesus Christ. We want you to know with sheer utter confidence. We want you to be convinced beyond any shadow of a doubt that nothing can separate you from the love of God.
Yeah.
And this is the resource that will help get you there.
Once again, you can donate and request your copy at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines. We're going to go to Alabama and talk to Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. Oh, well, okay.
How can we help you today? What's your question?
Yes. Well, I find a family member of mine being very, very greedy. And, you know, I feel myself judging this person. And then I'm like, Lord, I know I'm not supposed to judge. And then I turn around and find myself being just as greedy as this family member. How can God help me to get that under control?
Well, Deborah, that is a great question, and I think we have to go back to the cross. And when we realize that judgment for all sin happened right there. So God has already condemned sin. God has already made a powerful statement against sin, hasn't he, in the person of Jesus Christ. I don't think there can be a more powerful statement concerning sin than what Jesus made 2,000 years ago when he who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. So God has fully condemned sin in sinful man. So can you make a more powerful statement about sin than God did?
He died on the cross for us.
That's exactly right. So that frees you to be able to say, just as Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, that God has given me a ministry of reconciliation, that God was in Christ, not reconciling the world unto himself, or reconciling the world unto himself, not counting people's sins against them. So we have to look and say, hey, at the cross, judgment for sin already took place. That gives us the liberty to extend grace and mercy to everyone that we encounter, because that's exactly what Jesus has extended to us, grace and mercy. So I think when you look at the condemnation of sin that took place at the cross, that frees you from having to sit in that role of judgment and allows you to just look and say, hey, I wonder what's really going on in the depths of that person's heart that is moving them to grab money and take a very tight grip on it What's moving them to do that? And I think if you can have a conversation, you can get underneath and really see, hey, they're looking for some sort of fulfillment. They're looking for some sense of happiness that they think money is going to provide for them. And if you can have a conversation on that level, at that depth, I think that opens up opportunities to really share the good news of Jesus Christ.
Okay, well, this person really doesn't talk to me right now, but we can just pray on it and ask the Lord to soften her heart and open her eyes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you have a chance, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting in verse 17, and just read that and recognize, Deborah, that as a child of God, you have been equipped to be a minister of reconciliation. And to be a minister of reconciliation, you recognize that God is not counting men's sins against them because of the cross of Jesus Christ. He wants people to have life and have it abundantly. So he took away the cause of death. He removed the barrier once and for all. So we are free to offer that life, that reconciliation, to any and everyone.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Deborah. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, we do. Good to hear from Deborah. We'd like to hear from you, friends. 844-322-2742. That's the number for the U.S. and Canada. And you can reach us right now, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had this question from Don. He says, I watch a lot of YouTube preachers and apologists along with Basic Gospel. I count myself among the elect. However, I am troubled on one topic that almost all the other programs eventually get to. The names of the presentations differ. However, the basic objective is the same. It might be called 10 Reasons Why You Might Not Be Saved or something along those lines. What is the purpose of these broadcasts? It is basically a list of fruits of the Spirit that are the results of being saved that someone might not be showing. If one is saved through faith alone, the Holy Spirit goes to work in us to produce those fruits. Otherwise, it is not faith alone, but faith produces works. So why produce a list of works to show that a person might not be saved?
Well, I have no earthly idea why different people do different things.
Moving right along.
That's exactly right. But Don, as far as the gospel is concerned, we want people to know that Jesus died for their sins in accordance with Scripture, that Jesus was buried, and then on the third day, he was raised back to life in accordance with Scriptures. And that's the good news story. And when we simply believe that, we're saved. And when we're saved, God sends his Spirit to take up residence in us. So we can count on the fact that just as God saved us, now that by his Spirit, he is going to produce his life in and through us. And we're alive. We're alive in Jesus. So we're going to be able to see what that life looks like. It's a lot different than the life we had while we were in darkness, while we were dead spiritually. So no, it's not that we are going to be producing those things. We simply bear the fruit of God's Spirit. That's what it means to be in Christ. Christ is in us, and we bear the fruit of his Spirit living in and through us.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, friends, open lines, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Davis. I'm here with Bob Christopher. And as I said, we'd love to hear from you. Again, that number, 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Larry listening to us in Fort Worth, listening to KWRD. Hi, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just listening on the way home, and I heard you guys talking about the love of God and how do we know that God loves us, and just wanted to talk about something.
Larry, are you there? Well, we lost Larry, so we'll put him on hold and see if we can come back to him.
Yeah.
But that's an important question.
Yes, indeed. Well, in the meantime, a question from Kevin. He says, I love your basic gospel approach to teaching. I've talked to you on the air before. I became a believer 10 years ago and at the age of 50. I'm very fortunate to teach two Bible studies per week. I teach in an expository manner. My problem is I find it very difficult searching through commentaries to find a simple gospel teaching message. Many commentaries are so complex, they are difficult to digest and impossible for me to teach. My question is, do you have a recommendation for commentaries that are aligned to both your simple gospel beliefs and teaching style? God bless you and your ministry. That's from Kevin, and he just paid you a compliment.
Well, I appreciate that. And, Kevin, we appreciate the question indeed. You know, as far as the things that I use in my own study, I don't really delve into a lot of commentaries. Every once in a while, I'll read a couple here and there. I'll go online and find some commentaries and just get, their take on a particular passage or something. But for the most part, I stick to Bible dictionaries and trying to figure out what different words mean. And then trust the Spirit of God to illuminate kind of the depth of that scripture. But here's some important things for all of us when we go into the Word of God. The first thing is this, that the Bible is God's story about Jesus. It's God's testimony concerning his Son. So everything written in the Old and the New is about Jesus. And we go into the Word of God to learn about Jesus, to grow in our knowledge of Jesus Christ. The second thing is this is a good news story. So this isn't a story of judgment and darkness and those sort of things. This is a good news story. God so loved the world that he sent Jesus so that we might have life through faith in him. So it's a good news story. And that good news story was brought about through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's God's grace being expressed through Christ to you and to me. So we need to put on the lens of grace, the lens of the new covenant, and when we do, things start falling into place as far as what the Word of God has to mean. And then the third thing is that this is a spiritual book, and it needs to be spiritually discerned. Mm-hmm. So God has given us his Spirit. His Spirit has come to live inside of us so that we can know the things that God has freely given us in Christ Jesus. So recognize the Bible is about Jesus. It's a story of God's grace toward man in the person and work of Jesus, and it is understood through the revelation of God's Spirit. Mm-hmm. So if you have those three things in mind when you go into the Word of God, I think you will see this story starting to emerge from the pages. Yeah. And if you get caught up or stuck on a particular verse, read it in context. Just read the whole book or the whole letter and let the broader story kind of interpret those single verses.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Larry's back on the line. We're going to get back to you in just a moment, Larry. But first, it is finished. Those three words sum up God's eternal victory over sin. By going to the cross, he finished forever the impact of sin on those who had come to him by faith. And at Basic Gospel, we want you to know about it, to live in the truth. Truth that brings joy and peace and the sure knowledge of our forgiveness in the Lord Jesus. It's all detailed and it is finished. A six-message CD by Bob Christopher. Our six messages on CD by Bob Christopher. And we want to send you a copy to say thank you for your support of Basic Gospel. Be sure to request your copy when you make your gift this month. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. It is finished. As I said earlier, it really is finished.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go back to Larry. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. I was just saying earlier you were talking about the love of God and made me think about a time when I had sinned and you know, just out of guilt and shame, you tend to not want to go back and repent and you don't want to talk to God because you feel ashamed. And so I was listening to this pastor, and he was talking about how that's a sin to do that, and you need to repent and everything. And I felt like God was kind of disciplining me. And then all day, all I heard was about how God disciplines those he loves, that sometimes that feeling of guilt or shame, that, you know, and that discipline of God, when he gets onto you, you know, he does that because he loves you and he wants to bring you back to him.
Well, he does discipline us, Larry. That is for sure. And sometimes that is very painful, or it feels painful, but the benefit of that is a harvest of righteousness. So oftentimes, Larry, we're involved in things. We give in to the desires of the flesh. We give in to the temptations of the world. And God is never going to judge us for those sins. What he's going to do is try to dig deep into the very heart of who we are, to reveal to us why that's happening, to show us in that particular area of life what we're missing as far as our trust in Jesus Christ, our unwillingness to trust him in that particular area of our lives. So sometimes that's painful. Sometimes that's ugly for us to have to look at and see it for what it is. But he's not doing it out of a sense of judgment. He's not doing it out of a sense of punishment. He's doing it so that we can enjoy his life to the full, so that we can experience all that he's brought to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. As Jesus said, Larry, he came into this world so that we might have life and have it to the full, have it abundantly. So if we're, you know, got something that we're holding on to that we think is so vitally important to us, God is going to reveal that and show it for what it is, so that we'll kind of let go and be able to fully embrace the life that we have in Jesus. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I was saying that discipline itself is just as a sign that he loves you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If he didn't discipline us, that would mean that he doesn't love us at all. But the fact that he does shows us that he really cares, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's a great point, Larry. And I think you were spot on in saying, you know, when we give in to the desires of the flesh, when we choose to sin, you know, we feel guilty for that, and we want to turn and run from God because we're afraid of what he might say to us or might do to us. But when we look back at the cross, we realize, no, he's already judged that sin. He's already dealt with it once and for all. And so now we can go freely to him and experience the fullness of his love and grace on a day-to-day basis. So great, great words, Larry. Great comment today. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Bob, I think we have time to squeeze in one more question before we close today. This is from a listener in San Juan Capistrano, California. I've heard that a Christian should surrender to God every day. I can't find this in the New Covenant. What do you say?
Well, it's not in the New Covenant. I mean, we read things in the New Testament and even in the Old that we're to walk by faith, we're to trust, we're to believe, we're to depend, we're to rely upon. This is the life of a believer. It's a life of faith. We've been crucified with Christ. We no longer live, yet Christ lives in us. And the life that we live in this flesh is by faith in the one who loved us and gave himself for us. So we walk by faith. We trust. So we're saying, I'm not going to trust in my own understanding. I'm not going to trust in the ways of this world. I'm not going to lean into the ways of this world. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let all that go, and I'm going to rest in Jesus and trust him to live his life in and through me.
Yes, indeed. Well, we love hearing from all of you, our friends, everybody. And I want to remind you that you can build your maturity and understanding as a child of God by visiting our online store at basicgospel.net. You'll find books, Bible studies, and CDs and DVDs, all designed to help you grow in God's grace. That's at basicgospel.net. And again, thanks for being with us today, everybody. If you have questions about anything you've heard, or in general for that matter, well, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. We love hearing from you, and we'll always welcome your call. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. And once again, we so appreciate the love, prayers, and support of everyone who helps us keep this message of grace in Jesus Christ on the air. And with your gift this month, we want to send you the new CD series, It Is Finished, by Bob Christopher. Request your copy today when you donate at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.